And now this is a dictation for Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, Mogenberg, M-O-E-G-G-E-N-B-O-R-G, November 1546, address is a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V as in Victor, A-K-P-A, 583-1914. Dear Troy, follow up for Harold, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit April, some weight loss, appetite fair, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minor nocturia, no infection, cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, denied chest pain, palpitation, increase of dyspnea, no oxygen, no CPAP machine, other review system negative. Medication list review, notice the ACE inhibitors, diuretics, pressing weight down to 159, previously 167, blood pressure by nurse 108.84, memory issues, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is November, creatinine 1.8, slowly progressive. Present GFR 38, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, mild anemia 13.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, slowly progressive, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or valium overload, prior kidneys without obstruction, does have enlargement of the prostate, minor degree of urinary retention. This was from a year ago. Presently on Flomax. Blood pressure is stable in the low side. Continue saying ACE inhibitors, diuretics. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need for phosphorus binders, no need for EPO treatment. Continue to monitor chemistries. Depending of progression of creatinine, might repeat another post-void bladder. At some point, we might be forced to discontinue ACE inhibitors. Come back in 6 months.